interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Hey, friends. Yes, we hope that you all are enjoying the beautiful weather that May is bringing to us and our incredible community of the Treasure Coast. Yes. Shout out to some of our sponsors like Foxy Nails, now with two locations, one in Vero, one on South Hutchinson Island off of Seaway Drive in Fort Pierce. Open 7 days a week, manicures, pedicures, lash extensions, waxing. They will help make you feel your foxy best so you can show off your fingers and your toes at the beach all summer long. Always gift certificates available. So if you didn't get one for Mother's Day, maybe you can get it for an upcoming birthday. Thank you so much to Foxy Nails for being a longtime partner and always making me feel so darn foxy. And a shout out to our friends at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They use local appraisers and they never sell your loan. You can talk about refinance or construction loans, all sorts of things. Caliber Home Loans, they have offices in Melbourne, Vero, and Port St. Lucie. They are active in the community and they want to be able to be your go-to when it comes to home ownership and home loans, Caliber Home Loans. And, you know, this month is a couple of different national recognitions, right? So on behalf of our friends at White Glove Moving and Storage, interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, we want to be able to make your move pleasurable and cost-effective while still giving you A-plus service from start to finish. And it's National Moving Month throughout the month of May. And so as you hear of someone planning a relocation, mention White Glove Moving and Storage. It's always a free estimate. We would love that. But May is also Mental Health Awareness Month. And I am so excited to have a licensed mental health counselor with us on today's program, Christine Finch-Hutsky. She's with the Hibiscus Mental Health. She's a supervisor with Hibiscus. And it's just so incredible that the Hibiscus Children's Center is able to have somebody with this experience on staff and helping to make us aware of what's going on, not just in the young people, but how that does in fact grow and sort of, you know, become what adults are experiencing with issues because they were never addressed in their youth. So, Christine, thanks for being on the program today. And tell us a little bit more about the Hibiscus Mental Health Services.
Sure. Hi. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Well, Hibiscus Children's Services is just that. We service children. Actually, we start from infant all the way up through age 18, and we also service their families in several different capacities depending on where their need is. We have different programs for different needs.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful agency to work for, and I believe 100% in what we do to help the children and the families of the communities.
Absolutely. So what are some of the specific issues that you all are able to address at the Hibiscus Children's Center?
Everything from, you know, divorce to grief to adjustment issues, moving, COVID, things related to that. And then, of course, we have our sexual abuse treatment program, which is an amazing program that helps families that have been touched by sexual abuse in one way or another.
Interesting. You know, and that's something that obviously isn't talked about much, though it's relatively common. And so to know that you can have a program in place that, as I understand it, is the only Department of Health sanctioned program for the Treasure Coast and Okeechobee, to know that this is right here in our backyard, that this is a valuable resource for our community, to say the least. You know, Christine, I'm interested in being able to hear a success story. Perhaps you have one that you can share with our listeners just to put things in context.
Of course. Gosh, yes. I will change the name, of course. So let's just say Janie, one of my success stories, because it was very close to my heart. She came to me, and the only way I can describe is her appearance dark, sad. And after going through our sexual abuse program, which, you know, focuses using psychoeducation and relaxation and coping skills, and it's all trauma focused. Going through that program, and then she transitioned into our regular community mental health program after that, after the program. So after a good while, at least I would say a year, this young lady has risen above all. She is a straight A student. She is a peer support student for others.
Oh,
she is happy. She wears dresses. She smiles. And aww, she's just amazing. Now, will she have trauma for the rest of her life? Probably. But she's learned how to cope with it. She's learned how to live with it. And she has come out of that dark place. And I couldn't be more proud. She's the one that done all the work. So that's just one of many, many that we get through all of our programs, but especially the sexual abuse program, which is really something unique that we do.
That's incredible. And what was the length of that program and her transition?
Well, typically it depends. Every case is different, as you can imagine. But
yes,
we have a, I don't want to say curriculum, but kind of a guided, mentored, specific, trained all through the state, that the training that we all have to go through. So there's a series of modules, if you will, that we go through that include all kinds of trauma things, assessments we do, their safety, future, teach them how to relax, how to cope with things. So that takes time, usually 12 to 24 weeks sessions, if you will.
Okay.
Now, mind you, it could go longer. Doesn't go shorter, but could go longer depending on the level of the trauma that the victim has experienced. So with the one I'm referencing, I think we were well into, 24, 30 sessions with the sexual abuse. And then we transitioned we didn't miss a beat, into the community mental health program, where we continue to address her emotional dysregulation, anxiety, depression, coping skills, and things like that. Straight to the point where then we kind of step them down and we reduce them down, and then we discharge them to kind of fly on their own.
The community mental health program that you referenced, Christine, is that something that's then conducted with peers, whereas the other was maybe more one-on-one?
No, actually, when I say community mental health, it doesn't mean community like that, but it's not, it can be trauma focused, but a lot of it is more different techniques of therapy, if you will. There's, more cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy, addressed to, in this kind of in the same manner, but the heart and the trauma of that sexual abuse is now where we've talked about it, we've brought it out, we've processed it, and then we put it back and we pull it out when we need. So the rest is just getting through coping with all the other stressors and things that have come from being a victim.
Wow, that's powerful. That's really interesting.
It is amazing. And we include the family in this. So it's amazing because the family's affected as well. So We also have programs for the parents, guardians, siblings.
And so let's then explore just a little bit more of the Hibiscus Children's Center as an overview. Would you share a little bit more?
Sure. We have a children's home. We have a village. We have, of course, infant mental health. Children's mental health. We are available in the Treasure Coast. We're available in Okeechobee. We serve all the counties up from South Sebastian included all through here. The families can get help in, like I said, for any variety of a reason. All they have to do is contact our office and set up an appointment. Actually, they make a referral with our wonderful clinical coordinator. And then we do what's called an intake, and then we start them off with a therapist. We try to align them with the best person that's going to best be suited for what they may be coming to us for.
Yeah, you know, as I explore the website, I find it to be so interesting, the variety of programming that mm-hmm. you have in place, and to think that it all stems first from the ability to have that stability, if you will, in your mental health. That, you know,
absolutely.
once you're able to cultivate that and give them some strength, some coping mechanisms, those tools, that from there they can progress and they can get into the career preparation and pathways to independence. They can then work on self-care programs or support families that are in crisis. But by giving them a foundation, now you can move ahead and go to the other chapters, right?
Absolutely. And it helps you deal with a lot of things in life. You know, we obviously seen the mental health increase by enormous amounts since COVID.
Yes, and, that isolation.
So, the isolation alone. And so, you know, getting people out, getting rid of the stigma and helping children and families talk about this and process it. It's healing for them, and then that way they can go on and use those skills through many things of life. But it's an absolutely wonderful agency. I've been with them for almost 6.5 years, and I cannot rave enough about our clinicians, our directors. It's just wonderful. It's a wonderful agency to work for, and it is all about the kids and all about their families.
That's incredible. And I just love this statistic that since inception, the Hibiscus Children's Center has provided over 425,000 safe nights of care to abused children and teens. That, I mean, you have to have a safe place to be able to go. And when you're this young, you don't necessarily know of the resources. And so...
Absolutely. And as far as some of those displaced children yeah. are often referred to us because of the trauma, the level of trauma. We have serviced over already this year, just in our community mental health program, and this is just therapists seeing kids outside of their 400 children, over 400, and over 100 sexual abuse children.
Oh, wow. So yeah, are any of the classes in a group setting where as they advance a little bit more?
We have some groups that they do, and I'm actually in Okeechobee, and we have not, we're looking at that more. I think with the level, it's kind of hard to understand, but with the level of trauma that a lot of kids, being in that group setting is not like the healthiest at first, but going forward, I would love to see more groups and things. I know our director does groups over on the Treasure Coast. And then so it's been kind of not pushed to the back, but not in the forefront because of COVID, because we can't get people together.
Right. Well, then there's that. Yeah.
Then there's that small COVID social distancing thing. But our director is Lacey Buxton. She is constantly... innovating and renewing and looking at the need for different kinds of services and keep while maintaining the steady referrals that we get. So we are always looking to serve the families any way we can. We're in the schools refer to us. We see kids, which is wonderful. What I love about us is we go to the home, we go to the school. They can telehealth, they can come to the office. So we're very unique with that we will meet what best fits the family.
I think that makes perfect sense. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we are chatting with Christine. She is our mental health specialist, and we're talking about mental health awareness in the month of May, as it is a national recognition. And Christine Finchesky with the Hibiscus Children's Center is just helping us to explore what this incredible organization is able to do for children of all ages to help them address these trauma-based mental health issues and be able to adapt and grow to become contributing citizens of the Treasure Coast and Okeechobee. And this is just really interesting how readily available these services can be if you know that they're there. And henceforth, the ability of being on the Treasure Coast Insider today to be able to share and highlight this information. If you know of anyone that could possibly benefit from this as a solution, or if you're interested in having them come and share more for your own group or organization, it's hibiscuschildrenscenter.org. We're going to join Christine back after our short commercial break and chat a little bit more in regards to Mental Health Awareness Month. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over 2 decades, 2 letters, 1 simple name, Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3285. Easy Brew.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607.
A member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Waves Auto Spa, known as Vero's fastest and finest. A car wash known for their quality equipment and attention to detail by a friendly and courteous staff. Waves offers soft cloth technology, and a top-notch detail center will help preserve the value of your car. Waves now offers windshield chip repair, and in most cases, it doesn't cost you a dime. Spend less time and get a better quality experience for you and your car at Waves Auto Spa, US 1 Vero Beach, across from Kmart Plaza. Open 7 days a week.
ITEX, or International Trade Exchange, is the largest barter company in the world, with over 25,000 members offering goods and services. We're a marketing company that brings you new business in the way of trade, with over 200 local members enjoying the benefits of ITEX, like lawyers, doctors, plumbers, media, printing, and more.
Hi, this is Liz Bowler. Contact me and find out why barter through ITEX has been smarter for over 30 years. 772-532-1881. Visit itex.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
All right, friends. Happy May. Yes, Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to our friends at True Color Salon and Spa, located in Vero on Old Dixie. It is the largest salon on the Treasure Coast and worth the drive if you're from a neighboring town, because they have a stylist to hit every budget and specialize in every hair type. Yes, they even have weekend and evening hours, not to mention a variety of services from electrolysis to massage and nails. True Color Salon and Spa. I love my experience each time I go. Bottled waters, wine. I mean, they really help you feel fabulous and you come out looking runway ready. Also, treasurecoast.com. This online platform has over 80,000 unique views each and every month, highlighting what's going on with each beach. They have a calendar that allows you to upload information, whether you are for-profit or a not-for-profit, right? So you have some live music or some specials you want to promote, jump on treasurecoast.com. Or if you're a nonprofit, let folks know what fun events you have up your sleeves so that they can purchase tickets and help with the awareness as well as funding of your cause. And the Hibiscus Children's Center is our guest on today's program, and they always are hosting fun events every year. Annually, they do something pretty epic around Christmas time, which I've actually had the pleasure of emceeing once upon a time. It's always a fun theme, and they go above and beyond and really raise some awareness and funds in an incredible way. And another way that they are able to help raise funds is through their thrift store located in Stuart, Florida. Today on the program, we have Christine with us. She is incredible at being able to help these kids of all ages address mental health issues. And as the supervisor of mental health there with the program of the Hibiscus Children's Center, I'm sure that you're excited to be able to help getting the message out right now that May is, in fact, Mental Health Awareness Month. Right, Christine?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to bring awareness, as much awareness as we can, to get these kids and families to talk and get the stigma off it so we can get them the help that they so desire and so need.
And what's one of the takeaways that you want to give to our listeners in our final minutes together? Maybe something that they might not even realize is a mental health issue that they could look at differently and perhaps shed a little new light onto it.
I think the biggest thing is that most of us during some point of our life have experienced some kind of mental illness. I don't like the word illness, but, you know, we might have gone through depression or grief or trauma, loss. We all go through things in life.
Sure.
And just knowing that there's someone out there that you can talk to, someone that maybe be able to provide a listening ear, some support, some guidance, and some coping skills, and say, you know what, I understand what you feel. I've been there. And I think that's one thing I really admire about our staff is we can relate to a lot of those things, and we're not just given lip service, if you will. We've been through a lot of things. We have life experiences, and to be able to put those in place to help others is amazing. And I just want kids to know and families to know you're not alone, and there is no embarrassment for asking for help, for wanting help. It's the most wonderful thing you can do to help yourself, to self-care with yourself. It's not just the outside of your body we need to take care of, but the inside as well. And if I could get that message out to others, that would be the one thing is we are here to help.
I couldn't agree more, Christine. That's powerful messaging. HibiscusChildrenCenter.org is the website. You can check out their variety of services as well as explore ways that you could donate. And remember, you could just simply spend an afternoon thrifting and help the cause. They have an incredible thrift store at 839 Northwest US 1 in Stuart, Florida, right at the bottom of the Roosevelt Bridge, the North Side Plaza. And it's just incredible to know how active they are in the community and that they are a valuable resource as we, as a community, embrace mental health awareness and just try and be there for one another. And again, learning some of those coping skills, I know, will help take us all the distance that we need to become the best people that we can be good to our neighbors, good to our friends and our family. If you're looking for the ability to network, please check us out at tcpremierwomensnetwork.com. This is for ladies throughout the community, professionals that are looking to grow their referrals as well as their resources. We have monthly luncheons 3 times throughout the Treasure Coast, and we hope that you will join us. Our next one will be in Stuart on the third Wednesday of each month. Until next week, folks. Cheers.